The announcement from the White House. The announcement came shortly after 7 o'clock Eastern War Time. New York City has gone wild. The news was heard mostly on the streets from radios and taxicabs, and it's like 1,000 New Year's Eves. Here's Creighton Scott with a bulletin.
It's from Washington, and it says that President Truman has passed along the order to the Japanese government to stop all military operations on every front. Previous to this, there was a report from the Moscow radio, which said that the emperor had ordered all his armed forces, wherever they were, to halt military operations, give up their arms, and follow orders of the Allied Supreme Commander. There's nothing to indicate whether the emperor gave this order in compliance with the order from President Truman or not. And at the same time, Tokyo Radio has just announced in a special broadcast that Hirohito will personally read an imperial rescript at 11 p.m. Eastern Wartime tonight. If we hear it, we certainly wouldn't understand it, but there it is. Now, back to you, George.
Here's Martin Agronsky with a news bulletin that's come in.
Well, the British, let's not forget, had something to celebrate, too, today. This is the end of a longer travail than the one that we have endured for the British. And even as President Truman was informing Washington newsmen of the war's end, Britain's Prime Minister Attlee was breaking the news to the British people in his special midnight broadcast. That was at 7 o'clock Eastern at wartime here in New York. And Attlee, speaking from number 10 Downing Street in London, told waiting millions of Britons that Japan has today surrendered. The last of our enemies is laid low.
Leland Stowe.
President Truman announces that he expects between 5 million and 5 and 1/2 million men will be released from the armed forces during the next 12 to 18 months. Future inductions will be limited to the lowest age groups. The men and boys under 26 years of age will still go. However, inductions will be cut sharply from 80,000 to 50,000 men a month.
The news bulletins keep pouring onto our New York news desk. Here's one that Robert Belair has just received.
It's just been learned in Washington that everything already is arranged for American military government forces to move into Japan when the first Allied troops land for the occupation. Officers are all ready to move from Okinawa and the Philippines. They're waiting tonight only for the signal to move in with more than 2,000 civil affairs officers to assist General MacArthur in the administration of Japan. At the same time, the Navy is ready to send in military government officers also to help in a joint administration similar to the setup now in operation on Okinawa.
Creighton Scott, you have a news bulletin there.
Yes. Not only will selective service reduce the draft very sharply, but a dispatch just in from Washington discloses that the War Manpower Commission has abolished all manpower controls. All manpower controls are abolished effective immediately, giving the nation a free labor market for the first time in more than 2 years.
Here's one we just received from Washington. The United States, in a note to the Japanese government sent just tonight, reveals that General Douglas MacArthur will make the time, place, and the details of Japan's formal surrender. As you probably heard from Washington, the president announced that Douglas MacArthur is the Allied commander who will control Japan. And Leland Stowe has a news item.
Extra details of military police in Washington were rushed to the White House this evening to handle thousands of cheering persons who surged about the iron grill fence. I think you've already heard how the president came out and spoke briefly to this cheering throng. There's also a brief note from Moscow. The Moscow home radio announced to the Russian people at 7 o'clock Eastern wartime that Japan had sent the note accepting the Allied surrender terms. So that brings a tremendous relief to the Russian people.
Martin, you have one.
Yeah, we've got one here on censorship. George, President Truman has yet to officially declare Victory Day. But just as soon as that proclamation is made, censorship is going to end in this country. The director of censorship, Byron Price, had said earlier today that his office, as far as he is concerned, is going out of business when the shooting is over. No more censorship.
Just to repeat for you, President Truman said, and these are his words, "I have received this afternoon a communication from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan." More news is coming to us. Robert Belair has just brought in an item.
It's being pointed out in Washington that Japan's unconditional surrender will end the prison suffering of thousands of American soldiers, sailors, and Marines headed by Lieutenant General Jonathan Wainwright. Point number 4 in the American and the Allied counterproposal of last Saturday said, Immediately upon surrender, Japan shall transport war prisoners and civilian internees to places where they can quickly be put aboard Allied transport. That has now been accepted by the Japanese, and so we can expect those prisoners to be returning in a very short time.
Leland, you just got something there?
Haven't had time to read it. Chinese news service has message from the Chinese ambassador and Madame Chiang Kai-shek on the surrender of Japan. And Madame Chiang Kai-shek, from her residence in Riverdale, New York, says this: "For all the world, today is a day of rejoicing, and yet it is one for serious, sober thinking, for it can become one of the most significant days in all history. It marks the end of the most destructive war mankind has ever known. But what of tomorrow? We must do our utmost through practical measures to assist the maimed, the wounded, and the displaced. And out of the destruction and desolation of this battle-scarred, broken world around us, we must so build a future as to justify the suffering and loss of life which this war has brought. Out of this soul-searing experience, we must learn that omission to prevent war is just as culpable and disastrous in the end as commission to foster war in the beginning. Only in this way can we even repay in a measure the debt of life we owe to those who have died." This is Madame Chiang Kai-shek's message.
Thank you very much. And the news is coming in. Martin Oglonsky has a story.
Well, this is from War Production Board Chairman J.A. Krug. He has something to say on the end of this war. He says that now it is time to continue joining forces at home to convert the machines of war to the machines of peace to ensure economic plenty and a high standard of living in our country. He wants us to know what we fought this war for. He says it's a moment to rededicate ourselves to our traditional principles of liberty and justice as we remember with gratitude the men who have fallen in battle in order that the forces of aggression might be destroyed. He says this is a moment to think in terms of a future that will be worthy. That's an important point. Terms of a future that will be worthy of the millions of fighting men who will be returning to their homes to make their opportunities in a peaceful world. American management and labor provided the energy. They provided the know-how. They provided the determination, which provided the munitions for the achievement of victory. And now, says War Production Board Chairman Mr. Krug, we must now continue to join forces to forge the machines of war into the machines of peace. Machines of peace which will provide economic plenty and the highest standard of living ever before enjoyed on this or any other continent. And to that, who could fail to say amen?
We have yet to receive any indication. There is no factual information as to how long or if Emperor Hirohito is to remain indefinitely as a figurehead ruler under the complete control of General Douglas MacArthur. You have one there, Craig?
Yes, I have here the text of the extemporaneous speech given by President Truman on the steps of the White House, and here it is. The President said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great day. This is the day we've been looking for since December the 7th, 1941. This is the day when fascism and police government ceases in the world. This is the day for the democracies. This is the day when we can start on our real task of implementation of free government in the world." He then went on to say, "We're faced with the greatest task we've ever been faced with. The emergency is as great as it was on December the 7th, 1941. It's going to take the help of all of us to do it, but I know we're going to do it." And that's the complete text of the speech that President Truman gave, although very few people heard it because there was so much cheering and yelling.
And I think that as you hear those words now, we can all take them to heart and realize that we have reached the stage where peace is in the world and relief has come to us, but we must go on and the world will continue with its problems. Robert Belair has an item now.
This is from Washington. Draft Director Hershey has just said that he regards the President's instructions on selective service as a flat prohibition on the drafting of men 26 and over. Previous instructions on the draft were that men up to 37 were subject to the draft, but in practice, calls the past few months have been confined to men under 30. Now Draft Director Hershey, following the President's new instructions on drafting men, says he regards it as a flat prohibition on drafting of men 26 and over. Ladies and gentlemen, during the past hour, you have heard broadcasts concerning the Japanese surrender from Washington and New York. From Washington, we have presented David Wills, Bockage, Ray Henley, Earl Godwin, and Raymond Swing. From New York, we have presented George Hicks, Creighton Scott, Leland Soule, Martin Oglonsky, and Robert Belair. All regular scheduled programs of the American Broadcasting Company are canceled
but we will keep you abreast of all the news throughout the night.